true is what helps me reach my goal. What is false is what's useless in terms of my goal, and that's how I determine which way to go. Then I go to peace. That's easier than controlling or manipulating others. It's easier. Now, your ego will freak. And it will feel exasperated. And it will feel overwhelmed. And it'll feel tired. And it'll go unconscious because every single thing that I've said undoes it. And for its own defense, it has to take you into unconsciousness. To keep the life you got in the way that you wish it would change, you have to go unconscious on the solution, or else you would change it. So it's like building to the system that you're going to want to go unconscious. If you still want to stay in a situation and you're not ready to get out of it yet, you can't hear the answer that would remove you from it. It totally makes sense to go unconscious on the Course in Miracles. But some of you aren't going unconscious on the Course in Miracles. Some of you are going conscious on the Course in Miracles.
Yeah.
It's having just the opposite reaction. The more you hear the truth, the more excited you get. Because you have decided that you have had enough of whatever that situation is, and it's time to have a new one.
Woo!
Right.
Woo!
Yes.
And what's so cool about that is that everyone is going to make that decision. Every single one of us, we're going to make the decision for our joy. We're going to make the decision for our happiness. And we're going to make the decision for our peace. And we're going to make the decision for the truth. It's inevitable. None of us will always want to have less than what we deserve.
Yeah.
It's impossible. It's impossible.
And it's giving it to yourself instead of expecting someone else to give it to you.
And the weird part about it, Michael, is that they give it to you as soon as you give it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Trip you out. Soon as you start giving it to yourself, soon as you start looking in the mirror and saying, I love that being that's in the mirror. That doesn't mean you got to look in the mirror and go, I love that body.
Thank God.
That actually might slow you down. If you don't like the way your body looks, that might slow you down. But I tell you what, there's no way you're going to get up every morning and set the goal of seeing yourself correctly and not see your body correctly when you see yourself correctly, because they go hand in hand. As soon as you love yourself, you'll look at your body with love. And as soon as you look at your body with love, you'll feel good about it. And then your body will start to change to fit your new idea of what you think about yourself. Just like right now, it's fitting the idea about yourself you think you have right now. And it has nothing to do with looking like a model on TV. Because beauty truly is in the eye of the beholder. You know, don't let nobody railroad you into thinking you got to look like them to be happy. That's crazy. You can't accomplish it. Could you imagine if you got up the next tomorrow morning and you said, my goal today, in order to feel great about myself, is I've got to look like Earl Purdy before 5:30. And if I don't look like Earl Purdy, I am not a good looking person. So I'm going to try to find a plastic surgeon, and I'm going to work on myself, and I'm going to visualize, and I'm going to take 9,000 different, you know, procedures and treatments and weights and this and that, because I've got to look like Earl Purdy. That's the same thing as you berating yourself because you don't look like some image that the media has fabricated about what you should look like in order for you to look good. It's the exact same thing. It's just as stupid. You know? You are gorgeous the way you are.
Yeah.
And as soon as you look at yourself that way, by not trying to look at yourself that way, by looking at yourself that way.
Say that again.
Okay, when I get up in the morning, I look in the mirror and I say I love that being, then I'm looking at myself in such a way that I'm going to love the way that I look. Because once I see with love, everything I look at is going to be with love. For instance, I like to give pictures. If I put on some green shades right now, everything I look at would have a green hue to it, because that's just the way I see everything. So when you see with love and truth and peace and freedom, it covers your whole spectrum, and I don't have to try to see green. If that's the lens through which I'm seeing through, it's going to be green without my effort. So when you let love come through, then love will color what you see without your effort as much as the green lens on your face colors what you see without your effort. You don't have to make yourself go, I gotta see green this moment, and I gotta see green this moment, and I gotta see green through these shades this moment. No, as long as you got the shades on, you're gonna see green effortlessly. As long as you have the shades of truth and love and correct perception, you'll see everything that way effortlessly.
Wow.
But guess what? I had to put the shades on. You got to put your shades on. So this is what we do. We put the shades on, take the shades off. Put the shades on, take the shades off. Put the shades on, take the shades off. So it looks good today. Don't look good today. Man, it looks really loving today. Boy, it looks horrible today. You see what I'm saying? We're taking the shades on, putting them off. Taking them on, putting them off. That's why it's not consistent. It's not consistent because of your constantly changing interpretations of your experience.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's called moody. I'm through, y'all. Thank you for coming out tonight and listening to this class with me. Woo! Lord have mercy. Woo! Jesus Christ, I need a hot tub. I'm in a hot tub. It's the hot tub of God. Papa's got a brand new bag. Thank you for sharing with me in my full-time ministry with the Course Holy Spirit. Thank you for your generosity, and thank you for being willing to receive the truth through me. Next Sunday, 1 o'clock on Sunday. We're having a chili cook-off on the 12th to raise a fundraiser for the church. We want to show you. It's great, and I want to tell you, I appreciate that. I appreciate your generosity, and I don't feel like it's charity because I'm giving too. Yeah. It's going to get more intense. Because I know. Isn't it great?
Yes, but.
You know what I'm saying? So remember, there's an infinite number of Earls waiting for you. And all you have to do is give what you want to receive. All you have to do is give what you want to receive. Give what you want to receive. Receive what you want to receive. It's pretty clear. It's not a secret thought going through your head right now. That's good, because how else you going to meet the other people that want to get in the hot tub? You see what I'm saying? So it's amazing how people say that they don't believe in psychic powers, but they expect everyone to read their minds.
And everybody shows up exactly when they're supposed to.
Exactly when they're supposed to.
Uh-huh.
Smartest thing I ever started doing in my life was not trying to seduce women. God, that was such a waste. I wish I had realized that so much earlier in my life. Oh my God. Oh, I'm wasted ever. You don't want nobody. You gotta try to manipulate into anything.
Yeah.
If they're seeing you right there leaping, they can't wait.
Uh-huh.
They're like, I want you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be close to you. I want to join with you. I want to connect with you. I want to be around you. I want to hold you. I want to talk to you. I want to be close to you. They don't let you wonder.
Can you look this way when you say that?
Yeah. They want you, they want to love you, they want to tell you, they want to give it to you. Yes. 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 See what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about? Yeah. I know that's right. Was it as good for you as it was for me? Yeah. It's all in the mind. If you got turned on by somebody rubbing your back and that turned you on, if it was really your body determining that, you could brush up against the door and have an orgasm. But so So it's not your body that's turning you on. It's what you're telling yourself about the person and situation and what you're feeling about them. That's what's turning you on with anybody. You don't get automatically turned on when someone touches a body part. You know, one person touches you, you want to call the police, and the other person touches you, and you want to do it as long as you can. That's just because of the way you, that's because of what you're telling yourself. Now, here's the kicker. You're giving yourself the feelings that you're feeling, and the feelings that you're feeling is not coming from them at all.
Yeah, that's so true.
That is so. And that's the secret of everlasting, constant pleasure. When you realize it's you giving it to yourself, then you theoretically can see how you can have it all the time. So some people you choose to feel really turned on around, and some people you choose to feel nothing around. But it has nothing to do with them. It just has to do with what you're telling yourself and how you feel about them.
I think I had a shift.
You see what I'm saying? Well, you know, shift happens. I had a shift too. So the next class is Sunday 1.
You already said that.
And Wednesday 12. I just want to make sure. We got some extra classes over here. I'm off a CD vacation, so you can order CDs again to actually remember. And I got the ones from last week. They're over here. So before we head out to the lab, could somebody share one thing that they're grateful for?
I'm grateful for Earl Purdy.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, if you show me appreciation, I just show you more love. So watch it.
I'm grateful for the Course in Miracles.
Me too.
I'm grateful for you teaching the Course in Miracles.
Thank you. I'm grateful for you being here to listen and to be open and receive it, because without a receiver, the giver, you know, he's not complete. So, you know, I'm glad I'm the receiver and the giver.
I'm grateful for hot tubs.
And you're grateful for hot tubs. Well, we know what's going to be happening around here soon. We know there's some hot tubs in somebody's future around here. It really is.
You can use the hot tub right now.
Yeah, you can use the hot tub right now. Yeah, and what makes the hot tub an interesting thing is, like I said, people think about the body. You know, it's because the one thing that all our guilt is stored in our body.
Wow. Say that again now.
All our guilt is stored in our body. The body is the body is the seat of memory. All your memories are stored in your body. That's why you can have an injury when you're 8 years old, when you cut yourself, and the scar is still on your knee, even though it's scientific fact, those cells have been replaced hundreds of thousands of times. Yeah. The cells are passing on the memory to the new cells. That's why aging can be healed or stopped at some point, because it's just a memory that's being passed on from cell to cell, a grievance that's being passed on from cell to cell.
Wow.
You know, because in reality, none of your cells are older than any of your other cells when you were young. They all have the same lifespan. So theoretically speaking, it has nothing, aging has nothing to do with anything but the memories that you have.
How long does a cell last?
A lot shorter than your grievance. I keep infusing my body with my memories all day long. You know, and so, that is a beautiful thing to know, because as you set the goal of truth, then your cells will pass on the memories of love, just like they passed on the memories of fear.
Cool.
So that's what's so cool, and all we deserve is love, you all. That's all we deserve.
And we can heal ourselves with that kind of positive attitude.
Well, the Course says whenever you want to have any kind of a physical healing, what you do is you ask for the correct perception of the body. Instead of asking for that thing to be healed, ask for the correct perception of it. So if you have an injury and your arm is broken, you ask for the correct perception of your arm. And then you would go and do whatever the doctor suggested or whatever at the human level. It's not like we'd be stupid or nothing. But the main thing you want to do is ask for the correct perception. Because it's your perception that's creating the situation to begin with. So you just want another way of looking at it.
It's like people who are psychosomatic and induce, you know, pain, or people that stuff things internally. If I get hurt, I don't ignore the pain, but I really look at whatever's taking place in a sense that it's being healed. As you know,
That's another perception. That's what I'm saying. You can look at a scab and go, oh my God, ooh, that's the ugliest thing I've ever seen. Or there's some people that look at a scab and they go, thank God that a scab formed over that sore. You see what I'm saying? That sore. So again, it's all perception. So you can either look at your life right now as if it's a great big scab. And then you go, there's a whole lot of healing going on. You see what I'm saying? Because that's an ugly scab. Or you can look at it as like the person that looks at the scab and go, ooh, that's so ugly. You see what I'm saying? So I'm telling you, your life is in the process of healing. No matter what it looks like, just stop picking the scab. Exactly right. That's right. All right, y'all. I'll see you the next time. I appreciate y'all. Thank you.